Talk, a place for honest conversations and getting to meet friends. And we are here with one of our favorite friends, Michelle, Miss Michelle, Kids Ministry.
Hi.
Y'all, if you are here at Sagemont, you know who Miss Michelle is. If you're not, please let us introduce you to her. She is over our kids ministry, all things kids ministry.
All things kids.
And I just, before we even jump into what we're going to talk about today, y'all are doing such a good job. There's been lots of transitions.
Yes.
Jumping to three services.
Yes.
Right after Easter, right before VBS.
Yes.
It's been smooth and easy.
It's been fine.
It's been fine. But y'all have handled it with grace.
Thank you.
And peace, which is crazy because that's for sure not y'all. That is the Lord.
Yes.
100%, right? Mm-hmm. And also, I know how much you adore and appreciate all the volunteers, mm-hmm. because we couldn't have the kids ministry that we have without the people that show up every Sunday and volunteer.
Right.
And with the three services, more and more people have jumped in.
Yes.
And it's been fun.
It's been amazing. It doesn't happen without you guys and volunteers. I mean, we can't do what we do without volunteers.
Love
and
it.
So many people that haven't volunteered before really stepped up.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of new volunteers, which has been really incredible to see.
It's really fun. I'm a part of one of the Connect groups that's for younger families. My husband and I are mentor couples. So we get to hang out with all the young couples. Mm-hmm. And I love that every single Sunday they're like, y'all, they still need some help. Mm-hmm. It's our kids. Volunteer once a month, every other week, or whatever. It doesn't have to be, you can't come to your Connect group or worship anymore.
Yeah.
And now that we have three services,
you can do it all.
You can do all the things and be here.
Right.
And so.
Yeah. And I think that's something that people are just still getting used to with the three services is, I can, serve every other week or even every week and still go to my Connect group every
week.
Right. Still go to service every week. Mm-hmm. And so I think some people, it's still like dawning on them, like, I can do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So fun. So if you aren't serving somewhere at Sagemont, we highly encourage you to jump in somewhere. And if you enjoy children,
we have a lot of fun.
If you don't enjoy children, find somewhere else to serve.
Please don't come.
Right. Listen, we want you serving in your gifting, not someplace where you're like, why are these little people crying? Yeah. So find your spot. But the other super fun thing for kids ministry every year at Sagemont is Vacation Bible School.
VBS!
Woo-hoo! It's so fun. Listen, and I know we have so many new families at Sagemont that are getting to experience VBS.
Yes.
And it's so fabulous. And a big reason, I think, because we say, I mean, it's so, all the things, it's so wonderful, all the stuff, but it's the number of little people on our campus, all at the same time, all over our campus. And when you walk around and go, look at all these kids, it's just beautiful.
It really is. It really is. And Sagemont does VBS incredible.
Yeah.
And even, before I was on staff, I remember, volunteering and even before I volunteered, just coming to Sagemont as a family and our kids going to VBS and just thinking, whoa, because you do have, they're all here on campus all at once. It's a complete takeover.
It is.
We're in this wing,
everywhere.
And that wing, everywhere.
I love it. Yeah.
And you just see, our numbers are high for VBS. We have so many people here.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of volunteers, a lot of staff.
Many. Yes.
And it's just so much fun.
It's so much fun. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it. I love it.
And a little tired.
And yes, VBS maybe wears you out a little bit, but it's okay. But y'all, I asked Michelle specifically to come today, not to talk just about VBS or kids ministry or that kind of stuff, but really to talk to you about, okay, I came to VBS.
Mm-hmm.
Now what?
Mm-hmm.
Because listen, I know as a parent, and even just as a, I remember as a student, you go to camp, you're on a camp high.
Yes.
And then you come back, it lasts for a little while, and then it dwindles, and you're like, what? I don't kind of remember what I did. And I think VBS can have that same kind of feel. You've got four nights in a row that you're doing a thing.
Yeah.
Even as a kid, you're here, you're worshiping, you're hearing Bible stories, you're talking about Jesus to your friends, and then you just go back to kind of your normal life, which we can't live in VBS mode
all the
time.
It would be great.
Michelle's perfect world.
I'd be fine with that.
Just VBS every night. But we all kind of go back. Mm-hmm. And so I really wanted to kind of twofold ask you a couple mm-hmm. of questions. Mm-hmm. We'll start with kids.
Okay.
I want to get to parents and volunteers, but I just want to talk first for kids.
Okay.
My child came to VBS. Not really. I'm just saying. My kid comes to VBS. Mm-hmm. They loved every second of it. And as a parent, it's Thursday night. VBS is over. Mm-hmm. What do I do? What should I be looking at a good next step for my kid yeah. that loved VBS?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, during VBS last night, we have, you know, decision night. We always just say, you know, Wednesday night's our decision night, where we give children that opportunity to respond, you know, to the gospel mm-hmm. or ask questions or really just have that time that is set aside during VBS for the kids to know this is your time, you know, to ask questions and mm-hmm. connect with your small group leader. So for parents to know what is their next step is I will be reaching out to parents. And, you know, if your child was one of the ones that just even ask questions like, hey, I want to learn more. Mm-hmm. What do I do after VBS? Discipleship and digging deeper, or I'm ready to be baptized, or I made a decision for Christ. What do I do now? So I will be connecting with the parents and reaching out to you guys after VBS to say, hey, your child asked questions.
Yeah.
Because you don't always know as a parent.
Right.
VBS mm-hmm. comes and goes.
Yep.
And, you know, I know I always ask my kids, you know, how was school? Even just yeah. with school. It was great.
Fine.
Or I had so much fun. VBS was awesome.
Yes. This is what we made. This is what we have for snack.
Here's our craft and here's what I ate
right.
for snack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you're not getting, you know, as yeah. parents, you're not getting the information of mm-hmm. my child was asking questions and he or she didn't come home and tell me anything.
Right.
So we want to make sure that we're connecting with parents mm-hmm. and letting you guys know after VBS. So I will be reaching out to yeah. parents and connecting with you guys and letting y'all know
having,
your child, you know, asked yeah. questions or made a decision for Christ. You know, and of course we have so many things that are so fun after VBS
yeah.
through the rest of the summer. We still have kids camp, you know, registration isn't closed for that. So I will be reaching out mm-hmm. and just saying, hey, here are the things. Let's keep this going.
Right.
Let's keep the fun. You know, we still yeah. have events and things going on. So just knowing that there are next steps and
absolutely.
Things happening after VBS.
And I think it's so good for parents to understand, it's okay to ask probing questions.
Yes.
Like if your kids, you know, like it was great. I had a really good snack. Well, I love that you mm-hmm. had a good snack. What did you learn about mm-hmm. Jesus?
Absolutely.
What did you make any decisions
right.
about Jesus? Do you have any questions
yes.
about your relationship
yeah,
with Jesus?
Absolutely.
Like ask mm-hmm. those probing questions. Mm-hmm. You never know what your kid is going to share.
Right.
And sometimes, listen, by the end of VBS in the evening, they're tired.
Mm-hmm.
You're tired.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's tired. Maybe it's the next day. Maybe it's, you know,
yeah.
but as a parent, don't let VBS pass by
right.
without using the moment that maybe the Lord is stirring in your kid's heart
mm-hmm.
to say, hey, is the Lord doing something? Do you feel
mm-hmm.
something?
Yeah,
where
absolutely.
Are you at? And also I would say if, let's say last year, your child did accept Christ,
mm-hmm.
maybe got baptized last summer, and then it's back around and you're like, okay, remember last year?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that? Let's talk about how much you've grown.
Oh yeah, that's
this
great.
Year, you know,
mm-hmm.
and really what have you learned this year about
yeah.
Jesus?
That's and so, great. And it's feeling empowered, you know,
yes.
as parents, you guys are empowered and we're partnering and coming alongside
mm-hmm.
each other.
Yeah.
You know, we're teaching and we have your kids, you know, during the night for VBS, but then you guys, you know, what was your Bible story
mm-hmm.
tonight? You know, the theme magnified, you know, how can
yeah.
we magnify God, you know, and taking that theme and being able to ask your kids
yeah.
probing questions instead
mm-hmm.
of the, how was it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you have fun?
Yeah. And it's taking magnified, taking the verse and saying, okay, let's memorize this
mm-hmm.
together this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do, you know, you can always take those little steps and it doesn't take that. But listen, I know parents are crazy busy and all the things.
Mm-hmm.
There's little things.
Mm-hmm.
I always think in the car. I'm like, in the car.
Yeah.
Do the little things that
absolutely.
Can make a big difference.
Absolutely.
And then also, listen, VBS is almost done. And then Sunday mornings, we're here. Mm-hmm. Come bring your kids. Love to have your kids. Mm-hmm. And midweek's going to be starting the last week of June, yes. right? Last week mm-hmm. of June.
The 25th.
Yeah, midweek is going to be starting. So there are still things here at church where we can partner mm-hmm. together and come and be involved and continue to do that. And y'all do yeah. a really good job on Sundays mm-hmm. after church. You send a text message.
Yes.
Explain that a little bit yeah. in case a parent's like, you do a what?
I know. And every once in a while, you know, we'll get an email that says other people are talking about.
Yeah, and
text,
I don't get it.
And I don't get it.
Yeah.
So it's a Bible recap. And every Sunday after church, we send a text and then the text has a link. And so when you click on it, it goes to this whole page of this is what your child learned. And it's a really, really great tool mm-hmm. that we have that it goes through. You know, here's the Bible story today. Here's the main point. Here's the memory verse we're working on for the month. Here's questions you can ask your child.
Yeah.
So it's a way that we're trying to partner with you guys. You know, here's what we taught them. Mm-hmm. But now as parents, you know, it's on you guys to take it further
Absolutely.
And to continue that discipleship in your home. So if you are not receiving the text messages, let me know.
Yeah. Reach out. Because
Reach
it
out
is
let me know.
Such a great free tool of like, mm-hmm. my kid just heard this. Let's yes. talk about it for the week. Mm-hmm. Let's weave this in and go deeper. And it's just this great free tool that you
right.
get. So if you're not getting that.
Yes. Let me know.
Let them know.
And it's the same thing with our newsletters. You know, I send out mm-hmm. a monthly Sagemont Kids newsletter where we have all of our information about summer and things that are coming up and register for preschool play dates and kids midweek. Mm-hmm. So if you're not getting those either, we have the text message and the newsletter. Just reach out to yeah. someone, you know, email me, email Rachel, someone in our office, and we'll make sure that you guys are subscribed.
Yes.
That's a really, both of them are a really great tool.
Absolutely. And so that's kind of, my kid was here. They had mm-hmm. a blast.
Yes.
Keep bringing them.
Keep bringing them.
Bring them. They made some kind of decision. Mm-hmm. They're going to hear from you.
They're going to hear from
Y'all
you.
Have some baptism classes, some different things mm-hmm. going on, opportunity to for your child to mm-hmm. take their next step
yes.
in that. And they'll get information from you on that.
Yes.
The other part I wanted to ask you is I'm an adult mm-hmm. that either served mm-hmm. or I'm a parent that came and saw my child. Mm-hmm. And now I'm going, okay, I've seen it as an adult. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's something I should do. What are some next steps as an adult that might be beneficial?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, one, come and volunteer with
sure.
us. and just staying plugged in. You know, summer could be a really great time to really push in mm-hmm. and stay connected. And I know it is so busy. I mean, we have summer camps and vacations, and my son's doing, you know, the strength and conditioning thing. He has it every day the whole summer. So I know it's a really busy time, but to really use that opportunity mm-hmm. to stay connected and plugged in. And if you came to VBS and you're not a member and you don't usually go here, it's a great time. Come back
yeah,
on Sunday.
Absolutely.
You know, see what our church has to offer. And it doesn't mean that it's in Sagemont Kids. You
right,
know?
For sure.
Come back to church. And like you mentioned earlier, find your place.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that it's with me mm-hmm. Serving with kids, but there's so many opportunities yeah. that we have to get plugged in, to connect with a small group as an adult.
Yes.
To have that small group and worship, for you to be discipled and yeah. to grow, but to bring your kids back.
Mm-hmm. That, I mean, it's such an important thing for people to know that on Sundays and Wednesdays, if childcare is open, mm-hmm. if kids ministry is running, there is a place for an adult to
yes.
go.
Yes.
There are things for you to do mm-hmm. on Sunday mornings and Wednesday nights. And I think, and it's one of those, you know, on Sunday mornings, we here at Sagemont, it's more than just our worship service. Mm-hmm. We have 3 hours of connect groups. Yeah. And every single one of those hours has a place for young families, mm-hmm. for middle families, for men, just women. Just, I mean, there's so many mm-hmm. options. And listen, we want you to bring your kids, but the best thing you can do for your kids is grow your relationship yeah. with the Lord.
Yeah.
And so, man, we want your kids here learning about Jesus,
yes.
but we want you to mm-hmm. be here learning about Jesus. Mm-hmm. I had a woman call a few weeks ago, and she was asking about midweek mm-hmm. on in the summer. And she said, do I have to walk my son in, or can he walk himself in? I said, no, if he's kids ministry, mm-hmm. an adult has to print the tags and do the thing mm-hmm. and all that. And she was like, oh, okay. I said, but listen, we want you to come in
yes.
because we want you to drop him off, and we want you to come and hang
right.
out with us.
Right.
Like, there's so many fun things mm-hmm. for parents to do. And so if you're a parent and you were like, hey, I came to VBS. I wasn't a volunteer, but I saw it kind of from a distance. Mm-hmm. And my kid really wants to come back.
Yeah.
Come.
There's something for you.
Yes.
And then something that we haven't talked about is our Tuesday morning Bible studies.
That's right. Yes. Those
and
are starting up
we
too.
We have childcare.
That's right.
For Tuesday morning Bible study.
Yes.
So it's a really great time, you know, again, to push in and get plugged in.
Absolutely.
VBS is over. Now what? Come back.
Yes, come back.
We have all of these opportunities.
Yeah.
Tuesday morning Bible studies. I mean, you don't have to be a member.
Nope.
You don't have to attend Sagemont. We have something for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have childcare for your children.
Yeah. It's a great thing to plan into your mm-hmm. schedule. If you go to the website and go to the Grow tab, and look down, it has Sunday morning, Tuesday morning, Wednesday night. You click on those. It'll tell you all the different things that we have going
right.
on. But this summer, even on Tuesday morning, there's a workout class.
I just was
Summer
gonna say.
Sweat in the Gym. That was just for the ladies.
I was going to say, there's even a workout
yes.
class if you feel like I'm new. I don't go to church
right.
or I haven't been, you know, plugged in. You know, we have this workout class and you're going to spend some time. Of course, they do a little devotion.
Yep.
And but if you just aren't fully comfortable yet,
yeah,
this is a great way to start
yeah.
and to do something.
Yep.
Be a part of the workout class, put your kids, you know, in childcare
yep.
and you're here and you're continuing yeah. something and coming
yeah.
back.
And, you know, on Wednesday nights, of course, we have Bible studies, but we also have a marriage class
mm-hmm. yeah.
this summer and a parenting class, both on Wednesday night.
Who doesn't need that?
Yes. I mean, and so the reason we're saying all this is we want you to know here at Sagemont, we want to pour into your kids, mm-hmm. love on your kids, encourage mm-hmm. them. But at the same time, we want to pour into their parents
right.
and be
yeah.
purposeful with that. So there's opportunities for you
yeah.
as well.
Absolutely.
If someone served during VBS, mm-hmm. and let's say they've never served in kids ministry before, and their friend roped them into serving in third grade.
Yes,
yeah, we love those friends. And now VBS is done, and they're like, you know, that was so fun.
Mm-hmm.
What's a good next step for them to even know, like, how do I even let kids ministry know that I'd be interested?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can just stop by our Sagemont Kids office. If you're here and you're familiar, you know, we call it the mallway. That's just, you know, our big hallway.
By
and the
big
children's
fish tank.
Yeah, the big fish tank. It's like, oh, okay,
yeah.
I'm here. And you just, that's our children's building. So we have an office in that hallway and you just stop by the office on a Sunday or you email anybody. You know, if you have my email or anyone that you
mm-hmm.
might know on staff, you just send us an email because you're already background checked. You've already been cleared to serve in Sagemont Kids. So it's really just a quick email, stop by the office, or even a conversation
mm-hmm.
and say, hey, you know, I want to come back on Sunday.
Yeah.
And it's at this point really easy because you've already been cleared.
Right.
So it's like, okay,
right.
come back on Sunday and I will put you somewhere.
Yeah. What spots are still, like, what if you were like, ooh, if I could get these people to
yeah.
come do this thing for kids ministry on a Sunday morning, what would it
okay,
be?
Okay, this might surprise you. Are you
yeah,
ready?
I'm ready.
We still have needs in our babies.
Y'all, who need, go hold a baby.
I know. And you know what I think? I think that people assume that everyone serves in the babies.
Yes.
And so they don't ask.
You think the room's packed all the time
yes.
with all these people. And
you just think, oh, well, everyone wants to serve with the babies. There's no way, you know,
yeah.
that I could get in. And so people just don't even ask.
Yeah.
But we still need volunteers, babies, and toddlers. So really our downstairs, our
okay.
preschool and under, is where we still have a lot of needs.
And I think that also goes to show the growth at Sagemont
yes.
right now. We have lots of young families
yes.
with babies
lots
and
babies.
Toddlers. Yes.
Lots of babies.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you might walk by and think, oh, there's 4 teachers in the baby room, so I'm not needed. Well, we might have 12 babies one
right.
Sunday, and 4 teachers, just, I mean, you can make do.
That's 3 babies a person.
But it's not great.
Right, yeah.
But
yeah.
you might be seeing, oh, there's 4 teachers, they don't need
they don't
anyone
need
else.
Mm-hmm.
But our baby numbers
that's
so
awesome.
High,
mm-hmm.
so we need more teachers. And really that 10-20 and 11-40 is where we're low.
Okay.
So if you guys are open and if you're interested,
that's
really where we have holes. And then the other thing is if you're comfortable with teaching.
Like so actual to
actual
large group or like in small group
both,
classrooms?
Either large
okay.
group or small group.
Okay.
Now we always have helpers and, you know, extra people that
right,
are
right.
in the classroom. But people that feel comfortable being the ones to do the Bible story
okay.
is where we have a need as well.
Okay. And that could be to 100 kids or...
Yeah.
12,
it could be,
depending?
It could be for 12 if it's in
okay.
a small group, or
okay.
it could be like our 5th grade large group. they need some teachers. They meet at 11, the 11:40 hour is our fifth grade, and we need some teachers in there.
There you go.
There's like anywhere between 30 and 50 in the large group. But it's easy.
It's not that difficult.
It's not rocket science. We lay out the curriculum and even say this.
Okay. So it's not even coming up with what you're teaching. Just a willingness to get up in front of and listen.
Yeah.
I taught little people.
It's just the willingness.
I taught elementary sweet babies. Don't have the expectation that they're all going to sit like this. And so it has to, and listen, also teaching isn't 45 minutes.
They'll do this to you.
Right. They'll completely spin or just spin, you know, and just continue. And so it's not a very long time.
No.
And it's, interactive is best, mm-hmm. all those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And so, it is really fun.
It is fun.
It is fun.
And, we give you all of the tools. Yep. It is just the willingness, you know, having mm-hmm. that willing spirit. And we hand everything to you. And it's very easy.
Yeah.
You know, you read the scriptures, paraphrase the Bible story, you know, say this, pray this.
Yeah.
You guys got this.
Fifth graders and babies.
Yes.
The bookends. We gotta love on the bookends.
That's our need right now. So if anyone's interested.
Okay. What about Wednesday nights? Is there a need for when midweek starts up in the couple weeks?
Yeah, that's a great point. We do always need volunteers for midweek. And I think the summer is a little bit more difficult because mm-hmm. everyone goes on vacation. Mm-hmm. But our kids are still here and our numbers are still high with kids all summer. But then we have less leaders. So Wednesday night midweek is always a need.
Can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So fun. And
come my way.
Yeah. And if you were a parent that didn't serve at VBS and you're like, my kid loved it so much and I'm so impressed with what I saw. Mm-hmm. I'm interested mm-hmm. in seeing go to the kids ministry office, mm-hmm. start the process. It's not difficult. Fill out some stuff.
Right.
Super simple mm-hmm. To get plugged in. If you're like, that looked like so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
It is fun. And y'all, if you have teens, having your teens serve.
Okay, explain that. Who can do that?
Okay, so our policy is 14 and up can serve in Sagemont Kids. 14 has to serve with a parent.
Okay.
And then 15 and up can serve just on their own.
Okay.
But with minors, we put you as an extra person in the room. So you're not going to be the main teacher or dealing, you know, we're not going to put a 15-year-old dealing with discipline or...
Yeah.
You know, of course, our policy is not being one-on-one with the child, but 14 and up, you can serve with us.
That's fun.
And y'all, kids love kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why VBS is so amazing, because we have so many minors serving. Kids love kids.
Yeah.
So we love and welcome minors serving in our ministry because they bring the energy.
They do.
And kids love them. So if you have a teen and you're here all three services, you know, it's a really great opportunity. Mm-hmm. You know, let them serve one, go to student ministry, go to service.
Yeah.
And they're still doing all three.
All the things.
Yeah.
Such a great thing for teenagers to learn. The joy and obedience of serving, thinking of somebody other than myself.
Right.
And we talk about, you know, go on a mission trip. Mm-hmm. Yes. Your kid will learn that too. There. But man, just the weekly discipline and obedience of showing up to serve at their church with some kids and let them, you know, climb all over them and laugh and be silly and see kids going, oh, look at them.
Yeah.
They're it's worshiping really, and it's cool. Yeah, yeah. It's cool.
It's and really so, amazing. My own son, he just turned 15 last month. And so he's serving at the 9 o'clock hour in large group. And it's really neat. I'll pop in every once in a while.
Yeah.
Just to look at him. He loves it. Mm-hmm. And it's so good for him. It is so good for him. So if you have a teen, it is so good for them to learn leadership.
Yes.
You know, and we're really partnering with the student ministry and trying to teach them, you know, learning their spiritual gifts and what are they good at and these leadership qualities. Because where else are they going to learn it?
Yep.
There's really nowhere else else where you they can serve in the church. I mean, I don't know. Maybe we can put them in the parking lot and they can just...
At a certain age, I'm
they
sure.
They can do this. But to really put them in this leadership role and let them grow and develop and learn. Mm-hmm. So it's really neat. And I've loved watching my own son.
It's fun.
Sitting with some of the behavior kids.
Yeah. You know, and sometimes the one-on-one and just a little extra.
Sometimes the whole time he's like, you know, just, you know, but you need them.
Yeah.
You need them.
Absolutely.
And so it's really neat.
It's great. I love that. All of mine got to do that kind of here. And it was so fun to watch them get to serve. So I love that. Let me say from the church, thank y'all for VBS and all the things and all the stuff. Always so fabulous.
Yeah, it is.
I hope you get some rest.
I hope so too.
Pray for sleep.
Yeah.
I don't know that we have to pray for sleep, but I think they'll be tired.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll be back on Sunday.
That's right. We'll be here ready to go. But thank y'all for all that you do.
Thank you.
Y'all, when you see our kids ministry staff on Sunday mornings, different places, just say thank you. It's massive. It's not just what we see. It's so much more than what we even see going on. And so thank y'all for all that you do.
Thank you.
For our kids, but it's for the whole family. Yeah. It trickles so many different places. And so y'all, and here's the big thing with next steps. You have to identify it. Mm-hmm. Which we just helped you do. Mm-hmm. Now you just have to do it.
Right.
And so take the next step. Mm-hmm. There's such blessing in just obedience of taking the next step and following through on what the Lord has called you to and in helping your kids follow through with that obedience as well. So thank you for all you're doing.
Thank you.
If you in a couple weeks or something, you're like, you know, I never heard from anybody from VBS with follow up, reach back out.
Oh, please.
It's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of kids. And so if you're like, I didn't hear a thing, reach back out.
Please do.
If the phone number is one number off, you know, we're not getting through, you know, that kind of stuff can happen.
Yeah.
And so please reach back out. No one's ever purposely not reaching out to you. And so for some reason you're like, I didn't hear from somebody.
Yes.
Just call up here and they will figure out what's going on.
Sometimes, like you said, hundreds of people, sometimes things just fall through the cracks.
It's that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And we want to partner with you. Mm-hmm. And so please let us know if for some reason you didn't get a call or an email or something. And check your email because we communicate that way a lot. So stuff's there. But again, thank you for
thank
all you.
You
do.
Thank you.
It's been so great. Y'all, take your next steps after VBS. And we will see you hopefully on a Sunday or Wednesday.
Absolutely.
There you go. Thanks for hanging out at Table Talk. We'll see you next time.